hundreds of thousands of people visited New Orleans over the weekend for the 50th anniversary of the LGBTQ festival called Southern Decadence. Health officials used the opportunity to promote and administer the monkeypox vaccine. Shalina Chutlani of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
Labor Day weekend in New Orleans was packed with pub crawls and colorful street parades. Anthony Reed and his boyfriend Christopher Bowles had fun, but soon their main agenda was finding the monkeypox vaccine.
A couple that vaccinates together stays together.
Oh, you're so pretty.
I am pretty, and that's all that matters.
The two are from New Orleans and happy to easily find this vaccine site at the city's historical Louis Armstrong Park, where it's a little more secluded from the festivities. Many people here say they heard about the site on social media and on dating websites, from flyers in bars, leaflets in hotels, and through word of mouth at the five-day festival. Louisiana Department of Health state epidemiologist Teresa Sokol said that was kind of the point.
We really knew that we wanted to implement a robust response ahead of and during Southern Decadence. We know that folks who are at increased risk for monkeypox exposure would be attending.
Sokol says the New Orleans and Louisiana Departments of Health reached out to the Centers for Disease Control to establish this health hub for Southern Decadence. The state got up to 6,000 extra monkeypox doses from the CDC, as well as additional medical staff to administer the shot. Monkeypox is a viral infection spread by prolonged intimate contact. There's also a risk with more casual contact, too. Right now, CDC data suggests the main group of people impacted are those in the LGBTQ community, specifically gay men. But this weekend, health officials promoted a different message. Anyone can get the virus. So anyone at high risk of exposure to the virus can get vaccinated. John Brooks of the CDC says they've learned a lesson from both the COVID-19 pandemic and the HIV/AIDS crisis.
We've had 30 years of experience to learn from HIV, and one of the most important lessons was that we need to tell people the truth about who is being affected by this. But we need to create ways to access the services that are non-discriminatory and non-stigmatizing.
This hub was one of two partnerships in the South that the CDC put on this weekend where there were large LGBTQ gatherings. The other one was in Atlanta. The New Orleans site saw lots of locals, but also people from New York and LA and more conservative areas like rural Alabama. Sokol says they gave out more than 800 monkeypox shots and 150 COVID shots.
A lot of folks have remarked about the stigma that they're concerned about experiencing if they try to seek the vaccine in their home state. So we really tried to create sort of an all-inclusive atmosphere.
Right now, there are more than 20,000 cases of monkeypox across the country, and the majority are in communities of color. New Orleans resident Jay Hinton came to Southern Decadence with his friends and is celebrating in the French Quarter. He says disease spreads when communities are forced to stay hidden and can't seek help. So he believes there's another important lesson from the past.
To let us be in the light, to let us exist and have a life and be free to move among people. When we have to hide, that's when everything falls apart.
Hinton says it's important that people set aside their personal judgments and work together to stop the spread of monkeypox now before it becomes a problem that impacts everyone. For Here and Now, I'm Shalina Chatlani.